The second reading today, St. Paul, in writing to Timothy, says simply, remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. That's my gospel. What is important about that little tiny statement is that St. Paul, sitting in prison because of his preaching of the gospel, is not focused on himself. He's focused on Jesus. And that's exactly what he's telling Timothy that he has to be about. Make sure that Jesus is at the center. That's what we have to look at within our own selves. Is our Lord really at the center? Are we remembering him? By that, I don't simply mean, do we say that we believe in him? Obviously, you wouldn't be here if you didn't believe in him. But how much of a difference does that belief make? For instance, I can listen to the astronomers and they tell us that there are lots of other galaxies out there other than our own. Fine, I can believe that. What difference does it make to me? None. I mean, it says something about what I would believe about the universe and things like that, but in my day-to-day life, it makes absolutely no difference. So we say that we believe in God. What difference does it make? If we're going to say that we believe in God, then we also have to say that we believe in what God has revealed. And we have to then strive to live our lives that way. I can't tell you how many people have told me over the years, they don't go to church anymore, but they still believe in God. It's like, well, that's good that you believe in God, but that's not enough. Even St. James points that out in his letter. Even the demons believe and they tremble, he says. So yeah, praise God that we believe, but what is it actually doing? And we look at ourselves and say, what is it going to take to really make the Lord Jesus the center of my life? Now you look at the first reading and you might say, well, if I was like Naaman and God worked a miracle, what miracle do you want him to work? We already have the two greatest miracles that can happen, and that is the forgiveness of your sin, bread and wine being changed into Jesus himself. For those of you who are parents, once again, what miracle do you want more than your children? Can there be a greater miracle? This man was healed of leprosy. Beautiful miracle. Is that greater than a baby? Is that greater than our sins being forgiven? Is that greater than the Eucharist? Heavens no. Besides that, even if we thought that way, if God would just work some kind of miracle, then I could really put him at the center of my life. Well, look at what happened in the gospel. We have 10 lepers. Jesus tells them to go, show themselves to the priest. Notice that he doesn't lay his hands on them. He doesn't even speak and say, be healed. He just simply says, go and show yourself to the priest. And as they're going, as they're walking along, suddenly their leprosy goes away. We have to assume that the other 9 were Jewish. We don't know that. But one person comes back who's a Samaritan to say thank you and to praise God. Where were the other 9? The same miracle was worked for them. Didn't really matter, did it? You see, the fact that something miraculous might happen in our lives doesn't necessarily imply that we're going to get things turned around. Sometimes God works in ways that we don't expect. In both the first reading and the gospel, we see that what is being asked is an act of faith. Naaman is asked to go and plunge himself 7 times into the Jordan River. He gets angry because he thought that the prophet was going to come out, wave his hand over the spot of the leprosy, and it would be healed. He said, go and jump into the Jordan 7. I could have done that back in the rivers of Damascus. Why do I need to go into the Jordan to do that? He wasn't being asked to do anything extraordinary, but just something ordinary. And would he believe that? But once he recognized what had happened to him, his life changed. He understood that there is only one God, because no one else would be able to work a miracle like this, and he would worship no other God. He was going to make the Lord the center of his life. But when we see that that exact same miracle happens to these other 10, we're not told that they made God the center of their life. They were asked to make an act of faith too. They were asked to go and show themselves to the priest according to scripture, according to the Jewish law. A priest was required to declare somebody a leper. And a priest was also required to declare someone to be clean of leprosy. That's why Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest. Well, they're going to go show themselves to the priest, and they're full of leprosy. It's like, what are they going to show? The priest is the one who has to declare them unclean, and it's pretty obvious that they're not. They had to make an act of faith to go. And they were healed along the way. But that didn't change them, at least not enough to come back and say thank you and praise God. How about us? If we look at our own lives and again ask ourselves, is the Lord truly the center of my life? Am I willing to do what I pray for? That is, thy will be done. Remember, Jesus himself told us not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. He condemned the people who, he said, gave lip service to God, but their hearts were far from him. So that's what we have to look at for ourselves. Because we acknowledge the Lord, but are we living that? Now today, we're not dealing with leprosy, and we're not dealing with issues like that. So it's not as obvious that way. But we ask ourselves, what are we dealing with? Sister Lucia, the visionary from Fatima, told us that the final battle is going to be about marriage and family. That's the battle between God and Satan right now. So that's where we always have to look. We have a day in our day, fewer than 20% of all marriages are in any church at all. In other words, we don't see that there's a difference between a sacramental marriage and going to a judge or going to the Mall of America or wherever. We have lots of people who are cohabitating. They don't seem to think that that's a problem. The majority of Catholics polled say that they believe that two men or two women should be able to be married. The vast, vast, vast majority of people who call themselves Catholic think that contraception and sterilization is perfectly fine. Somehow the church is in the Middle Ages and we're in the 21st century now. Somehow God's truth has changed. You see, we're like these people that are being asked in the gospel in the first reading, not just to make one act of faith, but to take that further. To say, yes, I believe, but now put that into practice. To look seriously at these questions and say, all right, what is it that God is teaching? We think that we've developed a better mousetrap. Unfortunately, we're the ones that have gotten trapped in it. God's way is perfect. God's way is holy. But the world says something different, and we have chosen to listen to the world rather than to listen to God. So that may be where we can look at it for ourselves and ask, am I really living as God wants me to live? Am I really accepting and believing what God wants me to believe, what He has revealed? And if we think about that practically, what we're doing is we're saying, well, I believe in God, but I don't believe in what He has revealed. In other words, God isn't true, or God isn't all-knowing, or God isn't all-powerful, or whatever it is. If you really look at it and say, I don't believe what He has revealed, then what do you believe about God? Certainly not that He's perfect. So that's, again, where we have to really look at this and say, remember Jesus Christ. This is the gospel for which St. Paul was willing to be put into chains and to die. And he said to Timothy, quoting probably an ancient hymn, if we've died with him, we will live with him. If we persevere, we'll reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. Now, we'll be quick to say, but I won't deny Jesus. But are we denying him in our actions? Are we denying him in what we're saying? Because we can say, I believe in Jesus, but I don't believe this. How can we do that? Jesus is the truth. And so if we're not going to accept the truth, then we're not accepting the fullness of Christ. If we're unfaithful, St. Paul said, he remains faithful because he cannot deny himself. So thankfully, because we know that we are all weak and we are all broken and we're all sinful, we have the confessional so that we can be forgiven when we fall. God is faithful. The question is, are we striving to be faithful? It's one thing to be trying to be faithful and we mess up. It's another to say, I don't believe. I don't accept. Again, look at those things and say, really, what would it take for me to be able to believe? We have God coming as one of us. We have the Lord being crucified and rising from the dead. We have him telling us he's going to give us the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth. And that's what has been given to us. Miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. So which one's it finally going to take? That's what we have to ask ourselves. What is it going to take for me to really make God the center of my life? To make sure that I'm not just giving him lip service, but my heart is far from him. To make sure that my actions are conformed to my words. If I'm going to say I believe in God, am I really going to accept everything of God? Even if I don't understand it. Even if he's asking me to do something that seems difficult or doesn't make sense. It's like Naaman, it didn't make sense. I thought he was going to do this. Or like these lepers, it's like, why would I go to the priest when I'm full of leprosy? It didn't seem to make sense to them, but they accepted it and they acted on it and they were blessed for that. And so it will be for us. If we will conform ourselves to the will of God, if we will strive to truly live what it is that we believe, God is going to bless us abundantly. This is the time for us. This is where the faith has to be put into action on these moral issues, especially those regarding marriage and family. So it's a great litmus test for all of us to look at and ask ourselves, am I doing what St. Paul has asked, remembering Jesus Christ? making him the center of my life and making sure that the way that I live revolves around the teaching of the Lord Jesus.